Welcome to Pink Shade Patreon Supercast Apple Subscriptions. It's Pink Shade Prime. And guess what? I've got Matt and Jake from Reality Gaze. They're also putting this on their Reality Gaze Extra.
RG Plus.
This is RG Plus, this is Pink. Bitches.
Listen, that was great. That was professional for 0.4 seconds.
Yes.
And that's all we can do. Sorry.
That's all we can do.
We have a special alert news bulletin.
Uh-huh.
We do.
Hey, Matt.
We have breaking news.
Matt, you're going to need to move Jake to the other side of the soundboard. Oh, my Lord.
I'm just glad it's not me. Yes, this is breaking news because, this is something that, y'all, this is some extra scoop that we're going to be giving about. I would say
we're giving you the poop like we were on the poop deck.
Okay. That's a stretch.
Poop deck poop.
That works.
Okay, go ahead, Matt.
That's
go
the
ahead.
Name of the episode.
I think Poodle still might be a little drunk. You know what? I might still be a little drunk.
I'm half tired.
We're talking about our cruise that we went on. Apparently on a river. I thought it was an ocean.
It's the East River, yes.
Well, Mary
the
Payne East told River. Me it was a river. I thought we were going on the ocean. I didn't know.
Let's start there. We're in the car, and we're a little stressed because we're told a certain time to be there. And, of course, it's New York City traffic. And from the back seat, Matt was baby sister in the back on this trip because he's...
He always is.
He's agile. He just crawled right back
well,
there.
Well, baby sister.
Mary Payne gets hot from a hot flash, Poodle gets car sick.
I get car sick.
So also, Caitlin and I, our social media had to get in the back.
I was in a dress, and nobody needs to see that. So I'm a lady. I got to, hold it together. So sure. We're driving along, and Matt's looking at his ways, and he goes, oh, we're going to get there at 6:03. It's completely fine. I go, oh, yeah, we got lots of time. No biggie. And as we're driving, he goes, I can see, on the picture of the ocean, so we're close to it. And I said,
no, we're not.
What ocean are we close to? He goes, that's where we're going to get on the boat, on the ocean. Do you think the East River is the ocean?
And he goes, forgot about Long Island.
I'm from a landlocked state.
He just got so excited when he saw water. It didn't matter.
We don't have rivers that big. I mean, we've got creeks and we got the Red River. That's pretty big, but it's like,
You know me, I live near the Potomac River. So I'm familiar. So, okay, let's talk about the party. Okay, so we were invited as podcasters to this party. It's a TLC, Before the 90 Day Celebration Party. And
Sunset Cruise to
sunset
celebrate B90
cruise.
Season you 7.
Guys,
and it was a beautiful sunset.
The weather was perfect. We went and got amazing pictures of the Statue of Liberty. And everything, and they played New York. It was great.
Did. And they played Coming to America, Neil Diamond's Coming to America. And I was like, it's like a combination of like the American dream that these people wanted. And they got here. And even Andre was like saying, look, this is exactly what we all wanted. And it was actually really beautiful.
It was cool. Now, usually... I know, but I have a cold black heart, so I didn't. But I did think it was beautiful to see. And it was interesting that here we are with, a lot of the people there were the Americans and a lot were the immigrants, the K-1 visa recipients. And so that was, it took me a minute to be like, oh,
yeah.
Okay,
it was
I get
really
it. Now that, yeah, yeah, it was cool.
But
let's talk about the party.
Sometimes.
We do. But let's talk about the party itself. So we get there and we get on this boat. The boat was a rockin' and nobody was knocking.
Okay.
Y'all. It was
the ocean was rough this day.
The river. The East River was let's say the sea or the East River was angry that day, my friends.
Yeah, for sure.
I was a little green just walking onto the boat. First of all, thank you to Nicole, Jackie, and Cassie for inviting us from TLC. And they ran over to me, and I guess they could just sense of me just looking back and forth.
No, you kind of looked like, how you said, Rudolph, baby girl Lisa, everyone looked at her
at her wedding.
Wedding
like everyone
like
was disgusted.
Bad shrimp. Like you just had a look on your face.
And they gave me those little things.
Kind of green.
I felt better though after they gave me the little wrist things.
I wasn't seasick. I don't get seasick, but I was in a heeled boot, which is a very solid shoe. But my God, I was like, I'm going to break an ankle because it's just so much like having to like engage your core and like squat to not fall over. Well, and then we had people there that were like in like for real high heels. Yeah.
Lauren was about to fall over.
No, yeah. But I think that's how we got to know people because like Lauren and Libby both.
And Vanya onto me, too. Yep.
And I kept being like, I wanted to remind like Alexi and Andre, like, I'm gay. She can touch me. I'm not hitting on her.
I think they knew.
I think they knew.
You're gay. You can see it from space.
I'd like to, can we diverge into two stories where Matt got shamed in public when we were together?
Please. Those are my favorite kind.
Not on the agenda, Mary.
Those are my favorite kind.
But it's so funny. This is the only time we're going to get to talk about this. So Matt and I, the first morning we were here, we met in the lobby for coffee. We're so happy to see each other. And we're chatting. We're standing at the little coffee counter here in the hotel. And blah, blah, blah. And we're chatting. And Matt orders a banana because he's, you know, a skinny legend, health nut. And I ordered a croissant because I'm not. And then Matt goes, ooh, that sounds great. You know what? Change it. I'm not going to get I'm going to get a croissant. I was like, yeah, live your life. Get our coffee. And then we go to pay, and you know, we're two separate people. So I say to the lady, oh, we're not together, meaning like the rooms or whatever, but you know, we could pay together, whatever. I go, oh, we're not together. And Matt goes, I mean, we're together, but like not in life together. And the lady looked at Matt and goes, yeah, I know. I know. And Matt's like, wow. Wow. So that was hilarious. And then she didn't even smile. She was like, yeah, I got it. Duh. Yeah. Then
she was a tough customer, that woman there. Yeah,
she was.
Yeah. And my latte was terrible. So then we went to a couple of consignment stores where I did show Matt all of the Chanel purses and things and how much they would cost at consignment. So imagine how much they cost in real life. I know how much they cost in real life. So I'm saying that Veronica from Plathville doesn't own all those purses. I can't get over it. All those purses cannot
be real. She talked about it the entire time. And she has this bag. She has this bag. She pointed out everyone. I felt like I was on The Price is Right with Mary Payne, and I had to guess.
She probably went to New York, and she went to Lower East Side and bought it like down there, a fake.
She meant I did. Yeah, that's what my Aunt Darla and Aunt Peggy did. You just go up to the people, and we want the real ones. And so they took us up an elevator.
Oh, they take you into the back room for the real ones.
In the back one. And my mother at the time was like going, I work for the IRS. I can't be up in here.
Yeah.
There's a raid. And
there's a raid, and like it's prohibition.
That's what
she
was worried about a raid. And so turns out that's when I learned that people steal purses and then resell them. I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's the whole game.
I didn't know.
Or sometimes the real ones are, they say there's a factory, you know, in France that gets the throwaways. And so the people know how to make the exact Louis Vuitton or the exact YSL purse with the exact scraps from the wherever.
Look. Capitalism is broken.
You know what?
You're gonna buy a YSL purse. Someone else is gonna have one that they made for $6, and they're both gonna look the same. Sometimes
How dare you?
Okay, I brought this up, and I realized we need to move on.
Okay, digress. So the point is that we were checking out. Matt bought a cute little summer type jacket for LA, and so we're checking out, and Matt said he's looking for a watch. You know, we're just in general talking about he needs to buy a watch. And he goes, but I'm thinking like silver, because sometimes you get gold. You know, I don't want to look like a rapper. And this guy from nowhere comes up to the counter and goes, I don't think anybody's going to mistake you for a rapper. I was like, wow.
Wow. Thank you.
And Matt goes, do I?
Good. Finally, the public of New York reading you the way you should be read.
And what did you say? You go, do I just shit glitter? Or you said, vomit glitter?
Yes, you do.
There's gay rappers. What's his name?
Not ones that look like you.
That cute blonde one. Caswell.
He's gay, but he would beat you in a butch off.
Yeah.
Take me down to the old town road. Dun, 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 dun. That guy.
Little Nas.
Little Nas X.
He's gay.
Well, It's fine. Ironically enough, I can't believe this is what's going to bring us back to the subject.
Okay.
A lot of people don't know. I actually talked about Alexi. Alexi is not an EMT anymore. For like the last 7 years.
He's sold watches.
He works for a watch manufacturing company. And he had a really.
Invicta.
Yeah. And he has a really beautiful watch. And I actually. Yeah. And we talked about different watches. And I think I might get a watch from him.
I did not. That's something you didn't tell me last night. Because we talked about watches for 2 days.
Look, I was tired. I don't think I was tipsy, but I did.
You were. You were.
But you called me at 12 and were like, I'm just so excited.
There's one more mortification story where I was mortified at what you did.
What did I do?
I've got a story where I was mortified what something you said, Jake. So we'll get to that.
That's par for the course. At the end of the night, you were talking to a TLC staffer person. And like, let me see if we have any Instagram mutuals in common.
Oh, that I was fine with. He followed me back.
Nope. You literally went through his list like, oh my God, he's my best friend. Oh, I know him. I know him too. It was a disgusting display.
Oh, I loved that. He loved it too. Because we found out he was from LA. We live like 5 blocks from one another.
But to do that at that party. It was a little.
I'm going to do it again.
You know, I'm on the fence on that one. I'm going to go 50-50. I don't think it's that bad. We were walking out and they were giving us these little fun makeup bags. Some were red, you know, on the nose. Some were white, some were black. And as we were walking out.
Oh, I know what this was.
Jake was like, I'm going to take this one because it'll fit all my lube.
Wow. Actually, I said, I prefer the red one, less propensity for lube stains.
Yeah. He's like, I can't have the white one. And I go, you know what? We're just leaving. Why'd you gotta leave on that note?
And the woman's face, she couldn't even laugh. She just went, oh.
Yeah, exactly. That's not appropriate. Not appropriate.
All right, let's start at the beginning. We get on the boat. It's very back and forth, like more so than you would think.
I was gross.
Want to shout out other podcasters. Ryan Bailey was there.
Bailey, so that's good.
TV I Say with Ashley Ray, were there too.
And it's a bunch of people from like Entertainment Tonight, Parade Magazine.
I did meet someone.
E.T.
He was really cute. I met someone from the Today Show and and it made me go,
Brendan.
Said, we're here with the Today Show. And I went, why are you here? You're professional. And we're just little podcast. It made me go like, wait, why are we here with you?
Do you remember last time Ross Matthews was there? And I reached out to Heather McDonald because we're friends and she's very good friends with Ross. And I wrote Heather, I go, please find out if Ross Matthews is going to be at this event. Because last time I didn't know he was going to be there. So I wasn't mentally prepared to I talked to him, but I'd like to have some talking points. And she wrote back what he wrote her, which was, oh my God, I'm so sick. I'm missing it. But we're in the middle of, you know, Emmy preparation stuff for the Drew Barrymore show. But I was hoping Ross Matthews would be there, but like they have, like people there that are like kind of know their shit and whatnot, but this party was smaller.
It was a lot of press, mostly press and some production staff and then cast and then Daddy Sharp was there. Daddy Matt Sharp and
the president of TLC
and then his boss.
That boss bitch was there. Kathleen. Woo.
I sat there and just kind of looked at her, and she had major boss lady librarian energy.
She did. I talked to her. She was super nice. So we get there. The first person we see is Vanya. Now, she's a cast member that we haven't seen yet, and we're going to see them later. But we were sent by Nicole, our TLC gal that we love, sent us some clips of Vanya and Joe, another person that was going to be at the party, but we haven't seen on the show. This happened to us
they're
at the
both
last
Americans.
Party.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're both Americans.
Yes, because we didn't know Ashley and Manuel. Had we known,
I would have just like sat in Manuel's lap and like just tell me funny jokes in Spanish. I love him.
Yeah. We did not know them at the last party because they weren't there this time. Yeah.
And they didn't say, here's 2 new cast members. You guys should get to know them. They did that at this one though. So Vanya was there. We had just watched her clips on the way over before Matt said we were going to the ocean. And we watched her clips, so we knew her, but wowza, she's in a cut down to there, hot pink, sparkly mini dress. She had crystals on her eyelids And she's a belly dancer. She's a vegan chef. She's a therapist.
She's also a permanent,
permanent makeup artist.
Yeah. And she does some type of like marketing sales or something like that.
Medical sales.
She was an absolute delight. She was a lovely.
She was stunning.
Yeah.
I told her, I said, we've had many belly dancers in the 90 Day Fiancé universe.
Yeah, we have.
And you actually are a good one.
Did she?
Was really good.
I was asking about where she, because she's Bosnian. And I was just like, I basically said, so how long have you been? And she's like, we came here in like 17 years ago. And I went, oh, refugees. They came here because of the Serbian-Bosnian war.
Okay.
And we were just talking, and she's like, yeah, we were all in one bedroom apartment, my family and I, and we all had to work. And I said, is this story going to be covered? She's like, I don't know how much they're going to show, but this might be the first time we've ever had on the show a family who's someone who's immigrated recently because of a disaster, and they are now the American. So I was talking to her about that. And
she's a boss bitch. Good for her.
She was absolutely lovely.
I enjoyed her. Like when you first see her, you're like, this is like a Darcy and Stacey energy. Yeah. with the outfit and the dress was
very like Jasmine.
With the big tits.
I was trying to say cleavage. I was trying to say it nicely. But she, I mean, my God, I mean, again, if I had that body, I'd just walk around in a bikini. But she was just very much like sparkles on the eyes and really chatting and kept coming back up to us.
Like, she was networking. She was networking like a mother.
And you could tell she was a dancer because that bitch was solid in her heels. We all were, everybody else was
swing.
Like, she was good.
Mm-mm, her core was engaged and she could have dropped it like it's hot right on the dance floor.
Yeah.
So that was the first person we saw. But then as we're talking to her, we could see David and Annie, Brandon and Julia. We could see Robert. We could see Kimberly. And then we could see Lauren and Alexi and Libby and Andre.
And the man mountain that is Andre in person.
And Joe.
And wow, is that Joe just delicious eating with a spoon.
He is adorable. Let's tell
his story, though. Let's tell.
I was talking to him, and Poodle pushed me out of the way. And just started talking to him. And I said, okay, I'll go get a drink.
He's Italian, so he does this thing where he has to, like, touch you
And that's fine.
Yeah, he kept all night, as long as he kept saying, I'm going to be over here with podcast guy. And he kept touching my arm to talk to me.
Wow.
And I was like, stop it. I'm getting aroused. And he laughed.
Again, not appropriate.
Not appropriate.
Oh, my God.
Matt.
That's not even close to what you've said.
Please. At least you didn't touch the president of TLC's back like last time.
That's true. I was not handsy with Howard this time or Matt Sharp.
Well, okay. So shall we tell? I want to tell your Kimberly story, but I also want to tell the Matt Sharp story.
Let's do the Matt Sharp story.
Okay. So last time I saw our Lord and Savior, Matt Sharp, talked to him a long time. Ingrid talked to him as well. Like he has a kid at SMU, and we talked about the Ole Miss.
By the way, I missed her a lot.
She's in Italy. She's wearing a cute bucket hat, eating some gelato. She's fine.
Oh, she can fuck off. Keep talking. Okay. They want to clean my room. I'm going to tell them no.
Did you not have the thing on the sign?
I did.
Okay. So I saw him again, and I've been trying now since that time, which has been a year and a half since we had that other party. Is that right, or has it been one year?
Right.
I can't
probably at least a year.
Yeah. So I have been trying since that time to get him on the show. He said he would come on the show.
Yeah.
So for an interview. So, and Aliza Rosen, our friend, is friends with him, and she has reached out to him on my behalf. So I just went right up to him. You guys, I had 1.5 drinks on this boat. There was no way I could hold a drink and not fall to the ground with the swaying of the boat. So I couldn't
I had to go to seltzer water at one point.
Yeah, because I was like, this is going to be rough. I'm drinking on this boat. I'm going to fall. So I went up to him and I was like, Matt, you know, Mary Payne, Pink Sheet. He goes, oh, yeah, absolutely. Good to see you. And because I'm a nerd, I always have cards. So I handed him my card. He goes, love it. I said, remember I talked to you last time? He goes, yes, absolutely. And I said, I know Aliza Rosen has reached out on my behalf. He goes, she has. And here's my excuses. This will be my first one. I'll have many more. I was like, good, let's hear him, Matt Sharp. He goes, number one, it was summer. And then I laughed. I was like, oh, like Gino couldn't do the paperwork. Yeah.
It was summer.
And I couldn't go indoors, even when the sun set.
We have to be outside.
And computers, as we know, cannot go outside.
Computers do not run very well in summer. Paperwork is not to be done in summer.
So he was kind of like that. And he goes, but here's the thing. He goes, when I do something like that, I had just done a ton of press for something else. And I was worn out from it. I go, yeah, I get it. And he goes, and also when I do something like that, I really want to do it well. I want to be prepared. I go, okay, well, this is not that kind of interview.
Again, we're not the Today Show.
No, I said, we can just chat. I said, don't name a Matt Sharp show that I haven't covered. I've covered them all. I go, Prison Bride, Inmate Your Roommate. I go, Love Off the Grid. I go, And he goes, I know. You've told me. I know. So then, as we're standing there, I go, okay, well, thank you so much. I just want to put it back on your radar because I'm going to keep trying, And he goes, we're absolutely going to do it. I said, great. And then he goes, have you been upstairs? And I thought he was like, so go upstairs, get away from me. He goes, have you been upstairs? And I said, no. I said, there's a upstairs. He goes, yeah, there's a, that's where they're going to do the Statue of Liberty. I go, oh, okay, well, I'm going to go up there. He goes, let me grab my drink and we'll go together. I go, okay, Matt Sharp. So we headed upstairs together. And as we're walking up the stairs, he said, should we go to the front of the boat and do like a Leo and Kate thing from the Titanic?
Whoa.
Someone's moving in on your territory. Wow. Okay.
Well, Mary Payne, I guess I have a rival.
And I said, I go, that's
pistols
probably
pistols at dawn.
I go, yeah. And I laughed. I go, yeah, we could. And I laughed. So then we went outside and just stood by one of the tables and we talked for 10 more minutes about like kids being in college and he has an eighth grader and how once you get to that last kid, you don't really care if they come in at midnight or you're like, fine, dad's going to sleep. We talked a lot about that stuff.
Black.
And finally I was like, somebody else had come up. And so I was like, okay, I was like, I'll let you go. I'll go, but I am going to be reaching out again. He goes, okay, I've got it.
Perfect.
Got your card. So I have hopes and dreams that it's going to happen. I have hopes and dreams it's going to happen. Oh, we talked about a lot of the cast members too. Cause I was talked about Chantel. Oh. I go, Chantel's got a lot of stuff to her face. He goes, oh, a lot of them do that. They see themselves on TV.
Yeah.
And they think I should fix this, I should fix that. When really some of them, or they don't need to fix anything. And so he goes, that's sad when that happens to me. And I was telling about Emily and Kobe and how much I love them and about the rescuing of Michael and he laughed. And then I told him again about one of my jokes is, the sweet, sweet Matt Sharp money. And he loved it. He laughed. I said, Nicole made me cut that out of an interview one time. He goes, she did? I said, yeah. She said, I can't say sweet, sweet Matt Sharp money. And I said, but I also say sometimes you give people a $100 Amazon gift card. And he goes, oh, come on. It's more than that. Like, yeah.
We say it's bus passes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's worse. Mm-hmm. That's worse. What we
get. I mean, honestly, y'all, reality show money is nothing. Like and it's across the board. And TLC is not the highest payer. They're just not.
It's not Six Figures Housewives second season.
No. Yeah, this is why this is on Patreon, on RG Plus and Pink Shade Prime, because we can't say that.
It used to be, we don't have their current figures, but it used to be about 5 or 6 years ago, it used to be $2,000 an episode.
I think it's more now.
I think it's $3,000. I think somebody recently, Amanda and Razvant, or somebody recently did a live, because she's
that
now.
That sounds right.
Now
yeah.
She's mad at TLC.
She spilled. Saying,
yeah, and I think she said it. Which, if it's a side gig, $3,000 and you're doing 10 episodes, $30,000 you didn't have.
It's also, not the filming. It's when your episodes
and
air.
And also, remember, y'all, your episodes have to air and the American's the only one who gets it because they can't pay someone who doesn't have
a
social security number and W-2 who's not a citizen.
I tell you guys I got the reasoning behind the Lalu and the way they number the seasons and the weird, season 5, episode 412 and all that because of the season B, season A, and they don't have to pay them a new salary.
Exactly. They don't have to start a whole new payroll.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Capitalism. Let's talk about the cast. So I want to talk about, we met a couple of people first, but I want to talk about who I was most excited about seeing.
Okay.
And that's Andre.
Oh boy.
Same.
I touched his kind of back when we were taking pictures.
Me too.
He kind of moved and let me go further around his back. I swear to God. And then Mary Payne, he wrapped his hand around me. He pulled me to him, tied her.
Jake, I don't think that's okay. Probably exactly how it went.
I don't.
And then.
Was there music playing in your head?
And then I pushed Libby off the boat and he said, "It's always been you, Poodle. It's always been you."
It's always been you.
We did, however, talk about, we were just kind of like briefly talking and he's like, "Look at this. It's beautiful." And he was talking about the East River. He's like, "You know, I did a little bit of reading about all this. Turns out there's lots of bodies down here. Can you imagine the bodies in the East River? As we're like threw people who like the mob and stuff. They just threw bodies in the East River. Can you imagine how many dead people are down there?"
Yeah, we know.
It was amazing. And and he was like, "Yes. Can you just imagine here? What would it be like to look where with all the mob ruled the town?" He's like, "I would love to have been a mobster."
He
would have been a perfect mobster.
He would have been great.
Yeah, he told me, because he kept asking me about Patreon.
Patreon. And I said, "How do you make money on Patreon?"
I said, so you guys, because it was as if they were saying they have a podcast and they wanted to start a Patreon. So I go, "Oh, do you guys have a podcast?" He goes, "No." And Libby goes, "But we're thinking about starting one. It would be like a relationship advice." And I go, "Oh." And I go,
"What to do when a man steals your phone?"
And what to do when your sister's labia is on the internet. I go,
when all your family have showed their buttholes, what do you do?
And I go, okay, yeah, that's a great idea. And he goes, "No, I'm not thinking, no, that won't be good. I'm thinking more like podcast about like mortgage." And I go,
"She's like, what?
Mortgages?" And he goes, "Yeah, I think that'd be good. People need to know." And I go, "No, nobody wants to know about that." No. And he goes, "What if I could tell them how to get it for cheaper?" I go, "Well, that you can just write an article."
He and I did have a 10-minute conversation about real estate.
Okay. Does he have tips on how to get your mortgage cheaper?
We just talked about the economy and blah,
he
blah, blah.
He is serious about kind of like his own building his own empire.
He is.
He is so confident in what he thinks he can do. He's just going to be able to do it and it'll make it happen for him.
It's kind of admirable. I'm kind of like, maybe I need to go about my days going, I need the confidence of Andre.
Yeah, I wish everyone that. She was exactly like I thought she would be.
Well, so was he. I thought they both were.
But I think he was a little more personable than I thought he would be. A little less gruff. But she was dead on how she is on the show.
Well, I think he's more personable when he doesn't have a xenophobic family.
Oh, by the way, did you hear this? I asked him. I said, we said with the sister. He's like, "Oh, we just cut them out." So no. He did say, he basically said, "I don't talk to them anymore. So I don't, that's what's how you,
really?
I don't talk to them anymore."
I had a really good conversation. Actually,
even Libby doesn't talk to them as much anymore.
Because I was the most excited to talk to Lauren, but I have to say, I thoroughly loved talking to Libby.
That makes one of us.
No, we had a really good conversation. And part of it was, I flat out asked her, I said, "I need to know." Because like Lauren told me, Lauren and I were talking about her mom, and she's like, "You know, they show, of course, the most like mom guilt part, but Lauren's like, my mom's really wonderful."
Yeah.
But I asked Lib, I was like, "Girl, I got to know." I said, "Your family just picks on you. Is that, please tell me that's a little bit for TV and not real life." And she couldn't say it's not. Like, it was so apparent that
they've had to cut a lot of ties.
And I told her about kind of our journey of how we saw them and happily ever after. I said, "You know, to be honest, like, we kind of were harder on Andre, but then we went back and watched your beginning seasons and your family was so," and I said the word.
They were awful for the beginning.
"Your family was so xenophobic." And she went, "Yeah, I know."
And then she goes, "What is that, man?" No, huh?
So she totally validated all that. And just, we talked about her family, and we even talked about her mom and like when her mom made like an anti-gay post and how she said, She's like, it's so ridiculous that I had, I was like, why are you saying this, mom? And she's like, of course I'm going to defend that. And she's, you know, and she talked about that. And she said, you know, she said, I live in New York. I said, oh, gay men love you. She's like, a lot of my best friends are gay people. My mom knows that.
Yeah.
So we talked about that. And then we talked about travel a lot. And, but we, and also I have to say, she, look, I thought of everybody. She's the person who looks, to me, she looks, I thought she looked stunning at the event. I thought she looks better in person than on camera.
She kind of looked just like I thought she would.
Look great. We talked about her singing too.
We did talk about her singing. I said, you have a, I didn't say your voice is really affected, but I said, it's a good natural instrument. She's like, thank you. Thank you.
You said that she goes, I do have a good voice.
She did. She did say that. Did. I do have a good voice. I love that response. I do have a good voice. I know I do. I do. One of my other favorite things before we leave them is I said, oh, yeah, the people are, you know, they were talking about Lauren, people coming for Lauren, the OGs. And I said, yeah, like Lauren and Alexi back there, the OGs. And what do you mean, the OGs? We filmed the most spin-off seasons of any of them.
That's very okay.
He's like, we had four back-to-back, happily ever afters.
Well, what, you know, wow. Libby and I talked about this too. What is interesting, I think why I was excited to see a lot of the OGs is because they did this before being reality stars were the show were a thing. They literally, I mean, kudos to them. A lot of them did not know what they were walking into and just had, and so
season
we
five,
saw the real person.
Season five of 90 Day Fiancé was the kind of the last one that was no self-aware because season five was Colt and Larissa.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah,
right. And that was kind of the end of it.
Okay.
In a way.
Yeah. Mary Payne, remember how you said you wanted to be done at noon?
Yeah. let's talk
Annie,
about who else we saw.
Annie's pregnant.
She's very quiet.
Yeah,
very
they're
quiet.
They're lovely.
Oh, she also was trying not to fucking up Chuck the entire. She was so,
of David and Annie. We're talking
she was
about
so seasick. We talked to them probably the least, not for anything bad. It was just she clearly did not feel well.
She did not feel well.
And Dan and Danny and David was taking care of her a lot and just making sure she was okay.
I talked to him quite a bit, and she kind of smiled and laughed a lot, but she didn't feel great. And then he does in person look exactly like a penguin, and he was wearing a black and white pinstripe suit. So he's just leaning in,
And that hair transplant is something.
It's a good hair transplant. It looks good. It's just too dark.
It's
just has
so dark.
It's just dyed black. Yeah. So that she looked great. Congratulations and kept that moving. Then Kimberly was wonderful. We said she's giving big mom energy. Yeah.
Y'all, she was like, anybody want to dance? She was just running around.
Yeah. And I danced with her a little bit. She probably is the person I think that I had the most kind of fun with. Just her attitude.
Yeah.
And she, you know, we talked a little bit.
You guys
going to
come down to San Diego.
Yeah, and we talked about, you know, her mom
died.
You
can all sit on your couch with your refrigerator in the background. That sounds fun. Yeah.
But, we actually had a good time, again, because we're birthday
She's sweet, friends, but she is a weirdo, y'all.
I get her.
But I'm saying, I was talking about this on the way back. Everyone else kind of could pretend to be a normie. Kimbali's a weirdo, and she was doing her best to kind of not be weird.
So she told me, she was like, yeah, I'd love to come on your show. You got to, you know, tell Nicole, blah, blah, blah. I said, yeah, great. That would be great. She goes, we can't talk about Usman. I was like,
no Usman.
And I go, okay. She goes, listen to this. I was on a podcast or something a couple of weeks ago, and they said, we want to talk about Usman. And I said, who?
She thinks she has jokes.
That was her joke. And I go, yeah. And she goes, no, that's what I said. I go, who? I don't know who. Who?
You know what?
And I go, I get the joke.
Pretty much exactly verbatim of how she talked to me too. So,
So I'd love to have her on. If I can't talk about Usma, what are we talking about?
No.
When am I going to get a date? I need a date. I want to date somebody.
I will say her new hair is working for her.
She looks younger.
She looks younger.
I hope they put her on the single life. I really do.
That's what I told her. And she was like, please tell them.
You just tell Matt Sharp. Tell Matt Sharp.
She was, but she, like, I will say out of all of them, she was like, you need me to do a meme? You need me to film social? She's like, oh, yeah, I get it. Let's do it.
Ready.
And yes, so she was ready. Really like, you know, she's a team player and she's super fun about it.
She's
so,
game. She's game, yeah, to do whatever. Mm-hmm.
Brandon and Julia?
Yeah.
First of all,
never spoke to them, but you guys had a lovely
Brandon
interaction.
Is so tiny.
He's a tiny little pocket person.
Julia is as crazy as a shithouse rat. And in a good way.
No, she's fun.
Yeah. She's like, blah, 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 blah. She's talking to everyone. She was in this tight green dress.
She looked amazing.
She just had so much to say. She's like, what do you? He's like, you want to talk shit to me? You can talk shit to my face. I will love it. Talk shit to me. You want to talk shit about anybody else? I'll be here. I will talk shit about you.
Yeah, she said, make fun of me.
Make fun of me to my face.
It's so funny.
And she's like, you know I'm on Last Resort, right? And she was
we're like, uh-oh, that was a secret.
That's a secret.
She basically told us that she was, and I'm like, I don't know if you're supposed to say that. She's like, it's fine.
She said, everyone knows.
So she was dancing.
Brandon was very quiet.
Brandon kind of hung out with Robert of Robert and Annie for most of the time. And Robert and he were pretty quiet.
I talked to Robert a little bit, not much.
Yeah.
I talked to him quite a bit. He was very intrigued by my name. He was like, Payne, you're a killer. And I was like, what? He goes, you're a killer. Boom, boom, knock you out. And I was like, I don't know what you're saying. He goes, your name is Mary Payne. I was like, okay, it's not spelled that way.
You can take the boy out of Brooklyn.
No one's going to think you're a rapper either. Sit down.
No, or a killer of any kind or a boxer.
He did tell me that since we're on the East River, I should be drinking an East Water special.
He did say that.
Yes. And I didn't. I said,
he was
no,
like,
thank
East
you.
Water special.
I'm going to stick with my clear liquors and seltzer.
He did enjoy when I said, I'm sorry. I have to. Every time I look at you, Robert, I just want to go, any. And he's like, oh, that's good. That's good.
I did tell him that we say all the time on the podcast, we say the used clothing store. And he goes, who said that? I said, Annie, when you first brought her and you took her to like a Goodwill or a consignment sort of shop and she was mad, she's always giving that stink face like Thais, like, ew. And she said, you know, I just came here and he told me he's going to buy me all these things. And then he took me to the used clothing store. And he goes, ah, that's good. He forgot about it.
They forget about it. They don't know.
Because it's just their lives. And the best ones just are living their lives and you don't are just authentic.
And I found him delightful.
Yeah. The ones who were there last night weren't the ones who were super thirsty. Brandon and Julia accepted because they're fun in real life. But they're just so thirsty on TikTok.
I actually get that, like, the reason why they're so good on social media is because Julia just has that energy and needs to get out that energy.
Yeah.
Like, so it's, yes, they maybe want to get followers and they want to make sponsorships and all that. But you can also tell, I bet she just fucking loves doing TikTok dances and weird fun things.
Yeah.
You just have to sedate her at night before she slows the bed. Have we tranked Julia yet?
I thought everybody on the show, honestly, that we saw last night, everyone came off to me pretty much very similar to the way they come off on television.
Yeah.
It wasn't like anybody that you felt was... You know, like Chantel is like so different.
Yeah, Chantel is putting on a performance.
Yeah. But like, you know, when we met Miss Debbie, I mean, she was weirder in person than she is on TV, if you can imagine.
She was, if possible, weirder. You're exactly right.
She was weirder. And I remember like Bilal and Shida, like Bilal, I had a really good conversation with, and I was like, what the fuck?
But then Ed so was exactly being Ed. He was jumping Ed into was every Ed. Picture. Ugh. And that's somebody, because when you're saying that about super thirsty, I'm like trying to think who would we consider to be like super thirsty of these casts? You know, like who would you in your mind, besides like Angela and Ed? I'm trying to think who, like Emily and Kobe, are not super thirsty. Jasmine and Gino, I know we met them at that party and you guys met them after that.
Yeah.
I found them to, you know, very quiet and reserved.
She's very quiet. That's the weird part of it.
She talks more with, I think Jasmine is probably just more comfortable around gay men.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because all women, she thinks all women are going to try to fuck Gino.
Speaking of,
so attractive.
There was that one point when, remember with Libby and Andre, when there were two girls close to Andre, and Libby's like, what are they doing?
Oh, yeah. It was a, yes.
It was a great moment.
It also had a, this is towards the end of the night when people are getting tipsy, and Libby and Andre, it was me, Libby, I can't believe I'm saying this. It was me, Libby, Andre, and Lauren and Alexi all standing at the bar ordering a drink, and they're trying to get, the bartender is like trying to get a drink and waiting, and Libby looks at me, she's like, Andre, did you not order my drink yet? Oh my God.
It's just like filmed for the show.
Just like on the show. It was so good. It was so good.
They are very, yeah, very. And then it was funny. I was outside talking to Ryan Bailey's girlfriend and then Caitlin. And
it was a delight.
And they were like, yeah, you saw that with Libby got mad because those girls were, they were like getting a picture with them or something. And I mean, they were like people that were there in the press that they're trying to, they're trying to schmooze to.
You can take Libby's her like, out of Florida.
Stop touching my man.
Can we talk about Alexi and Lauren, who were kind of like just delights? And Lauren looked fantastic. She was in this black leather dress, like strappy.
Like
you could see
straps up the side,
slits,
like peekaboos.
Yeah. No, what it was, guys.
Okay,
it was,
we don't know.
Tell us what it was.
Okay, I'll tell you. So sometimes with leather, you can do the leather strings that attach it, and it's an open concept, but sometimes you just have that like across the boob or maybe like a little bit on the side. This was it was as if there were two pieces of leather that they put together and then they put the fabric on the, so the entire side of it was open. So there's no underwear, no bra happening.
Right.
Because and you can't.
She said Alexi loved it. And y'all, she
I bet he
hot.
Did. Shit.
Lauren does indeed have adult braces.
She and I talked about it.
She is a pocket person. She could not even
so
possibly
tiny.
Be, she couldn't be 5'2". She's tiny.
She's 5 foot. I bet you anything.
Tiny.
She looked beautiful. And towards the end of the night, some people were getting hot, and Alexi was wearing this really beautiful kind of seersucker suit with like a black shirt, and he looked just really sharp. And he got a little hot, and he was he took off his jacket. And then the boat kind of moved. And so I just impulsively put my hand out,
yes.
And I touched his tricep. And it was probably like, I don't know, like when Arthur touched that sword in the rock or
the stone.
The sword from the stone.
Yeah.
Or like, I don't know, like maybe when, I don't know, when, I pulled out the headphones. Sorry. Or like those two fingers in the Sistine Chapel are about to touch with those two gay guys. I don't know who's in that picture, but
it's the first gay club.
Yeah. Or kind of like,
or the creation,
or like the feeling the first time, like you get banged on a washing machine spin cycle. It took me to another world. Another world, Mary Payne.
I'm confused too, Mary Payne.
My brain left me. That y'all, his arm feels like cement.
Right. And Andre's clothes seem to be custom made for his body.
I was gonna say these were his. He looked the best. I thought his shirt was like
he was tall.
Yeah, it was cut right well, and I think he had it tailored.
I liked Alexi's outfit a little bit more.
No, I liked Alexi too. But what's interesting is Alexi's not 6'5". I mean, he's probably 6'1". I mean, he's tall. Yeah. But
he's at least 6'2", because I'm 6 foot. But Andre's like 6'4".
Andre's at least 6'4".
He's as tall as my 6'5". Husband. 6'4".
Yeah.
For sure.
So what was your conversation with Lauren and Alexi like?
I only you're the tiniest person I've ever seen in my life. You're tiny, you're cute. And then Alex, it was just like, I'm Alex. And that was really it. I didn't chat with them much. At the end, I chatted a little bit more with Lauren, because when we were talking to Matt Sharp with Lauren, and I was like, I just love you guys on Pillow Talk so much. I was like, I always have to have you guys. I got to have Emily and Kobe. Got to have, you know, Kenny and Armando. Like, these are the people we always have to have on Pillow Talk. I'd love to get Ashley and Manuel if he could learn English. I go, these are the people that I love on Pillow Talk. And then you were saying, oh yeah, we got to always have Lauren and Alexi on our TV. And that's when she goes, tell Matt Sharp. And Matt Sharp is sitting right there.
Yeah.
And he's like, okay, I'm going to go. Bye-bye.
Literally, they were pitching themselves to Sharp. Mm-hmm. It was kind of amazing. So it's almost like American Gladiators. It's like, who's going to be the cast of the next Pillow Talk?
Yeah, because that's you know, true. They have new people every season. And so who sinks and who swims? You know? Let me tell you, Vanya, she's working for her spot.
Oh, girl is working for it.
She was great. I think
she was great.
I do want to say, so I did talk to Lauren probably the most. We talked about so much. We talked about plastic surgery. We talked about adult braces. We talked about summer camps because Jake and I worked at a summer camp. And she's like, oh, I was at summer camp. We talked about
that. Of course you were. We've already clocked that, honey.
We talked about her mother, her family. But what I thought was really fascinating for me, this is again towards the end of the night, and we're waiting for a drink. This is kind of after Andre got Libby's drink and they left, and Lauren and I were standing at the bar and Alexi was somewhere, and that's when she pulled out her phone and started showing me texts from Sophie of texting her after the tell-all, and Sophie still being like, it was so unfair, it was so unfair. It's like, you're bullying. We get bullied. And she's like, we have to deal with the harassment all the time. Da, 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 da. And Lauren was like, again, like, she was like, what is she talking about?
Yeah,
like,
no,
the way Lauren said.
We talked about it before. She's like, is this middle school? That's what she said. So,
well, even Emily, when I talked to her, was like, I don't know what that was about. Like, that was so weird. Yeah. And then Lauren sat down and goes, I'm right here. Tell me what you want to say. And she's like, you're just not nice.
Her and Thais had, Sophie and Thais had been like commiserating together, thinking that no one, so they were ready to go. They were trying to make their mark.
Yeah, but you know, I love Thais, and I mean, we could digress and talk about that 5-part tell. Okay, so I ended up talking at the bar with this guy who was a local news person, I guess. Okay. And his wife, and they were lovely. And I'd like to actually get the guest list so I could like remember everybody's name. We were talking about the shows and he was like, well, your professional opinion. I was like, that's funny. He goes, but in your professional opinion, do you think that tell all with the 5 parts was way too long? I go, anybody could figure that out. I said, yes. I said, I think they could have done a 3-part tell all and each chunk could have been in the studio and then in the house. And in the studio, they could have done it, you know. They did not need 5 parts, 2 hours, 10 hours. They did not need that. And so we talked about that. And they were like, I just don't like the stunt aspect of it, of putting them in the house and stuff. I thought it was interesting, but we didn't need so much of it. Because I think more and more they're leaning towards like, they're trying to mix everything up. And I don't really like that because it's not with your cast. I go, well, get ready. Because there's a whole show coming where they're going to all be in a house together. And he was like, oh, no. I go, and we'll be covering it on Pink Shade TM. LLC.
Mm-hmm. We will. Yeah.
It was a really fun night. I got sick, but it was a really fun night.
Are there any other cast members?
A lot of your fun nights.
I was really glad to get off the boat.
Are there any other cast members we didn't talk about that we saw that we talked to? I'm trying to remember.
I think that's it.
Is your mother calling?
No, it's potential spam.
Oh, you never know. You never know. No, I think that's it. I think it was. We did talk to
everybody.
Matt Sharp, we talk about Daddy Sharp, but then also Dan Adler is basically the executive producer. We had a great talk with him. And we'll talk about this more maybe on our free feed. But we did talk to Dan and to Daddy Sharp a lot about Love After Lockup. But we couldn't do that in front of TLC people because it's on the different network.
Howard doesn't like us to talk about that here.
Daddy Sharp.
Because it's on Wii.
Did you talk to him about the scene with Arthur last week?
Yeah.
With the PTSD.
For both of them, I said, I need to know if Arthur's okay. And actually, I talked to one of the executive producers. And
he's unfortunately back in jail.
Followed me on
Instagram. Well, I knew that.
But she said, you know what? I'm going to text the field producer for him for you and find out what's going on, and I'll message you and let you know. So we'll see.
Well, Keisha always tells me on our episode what's going on. She follows everything on Reddit, and she follows this girl called According to Amber, who was going to interview Arthur
YouTube
last
people,
week in prison.
Right?
Yeah. And I just wait for Keisha to tell me. Maybe I'll watch it on the train. But, you know, the reason he went to prison was, of course, Hope's fault. And please, when he gets out, you know, because I think she's a trigger for him. And I think that he's triggered by her cheating. And listen, I don't enjoy his choice of face tattoos, but I think he's interesting person. When we met his mom and everything, that was heart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tugging.
It was.
But we're not here to talk about that.
No. We're not. And you know what? You've got to go catch a train.
Go
and
catch
I've
your
go
train.
Meet, I got to go to Tribeca.
Also, guys, in New York, we went and saw Oh Mary, and we would 10 out of 10 recommend.
10 out of 10, one of the funniest plays I've seen. Not just funny, a brilliant performance by Cola Scola.
I think by the whole cast.
And it is just, it's very smart. It is stupidly silly,
it's
but
witty,
wonderful.
Witty foolishness.
Yes.
And we loved it. We loved it.
It was great.
And best play.
You know, we're going to do this
at the Tonys.
But public feed as well. But I just want to say, shout out y'all. Caitlin at Socialize was a fucking badass and did so much for us on the
Socializing company.
Socializing
so great.
Company. Yeah. We were able to do this and just talk. And she wrangled us and we needed it, especially since there was no Ingrid.
Yeah.
If Ingrid was there, she would have been driving Ingrid would have been driving the boat by the end. She would have been like, this is too rocky. We're going to get into softer waters. My name is Ingrid. I have a boating license, which, by the way, she does. She fucking
of course
does.
She does.
What can't – there's literally not one thing in
what
the world
can't
that
Ingrid do?
I feel like Christina.
Ingrid!
I think Christina would have gotten sick.
Yeah, she would have been for the count.
Yeah, you would have.
There was nowhere to stand where you weren't going to be sick if you were seasick.
To be fair, I will never go on a TLC cruise again.
Yes, you will.
I'm too sick.
Yes, you will.
I will.
Yes,
you will. No, I don't want to do it.
Yeah. If you're invited, you're going.
You're going.
You're going.
just sedate me or hype or drug me out.
Just give whatever tranquilizers they give Julia. Give it to
yes.
Jane.
Yes.
Just elephant tranquilizers.
All right. I feel like that we
this
wrapped.
Has been lovely.
We did it.
Thank you, Mary Payne.
Thank you, Mary Payne. And thank you, everyone, for listening. That is your tea. And
that's your boat party scoop. That's your poop deck
this
scoop.
This is all you get. I'm going to the Dominican Republic. So you and Jake are going to be covering Lalu next week. So you're going to jump
we
on.
We are.
For us, so be sure to check that out, y'all.
Bring your stop sign, honey.
I've got it. I'll pull it down off the wall right now. Yeah.
You need to do a video of that podcast just for the memes. I'm serious. Make do a video of it.
All right, y'all. We are out of here. We'll see you back in LA, and Mary Payne will see you back in the D of the C.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.